first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World service bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe.
Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, the radio show that puts all your food on one plate every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Welcome. Glad to have you aboard. My name is Bill Lupoletti. I bring you this program every Friday, and I've got this lined up for you here today. We're going to hear some more music that I've brought back from my recent trip to West Africa, to Senegal, Mali, and Burkina Faso. We're going to hear some Senegalese rap and hip-hop at the end of the program. We're going to hear an excerpt from a classic 1969 recording by Bembeya Jazz National called Regard sur le Passé, which is still popular throughout West Africa, as I learned on my trip. We're going to hear some new music that I haven't gotten a chance to play since I was away from the show for 4 weeks, and so I got a lot of stuff to catch up on there. And we're going to get the show started in just a couple of minutes with a tribute to Wilson Pickett, who passed away last week. But before we do any of those things, WRIR would like to give thanks to the Bird Theater for its continued underwriting support. The Bird Theater is a landmark movie palace in the heart of Carytown that views second-run movies. The 7:15 movie is The Family Stone, and the 9:30 movie is Jarhead. The Saturday midnight movie this week will be Fight Club. More information about the Bird Theater is available at 353-9911 or online at birdtheater.com. And WRIR would like to thank our friends at the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond for their continued financial support of your community radio station. The Modlin Center presents the Mark Morris Dance Group, the only modern dance company in the country to feature live music at every performance, on January 31st and February 1st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $32 through the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or on the web at modlin.richmond.edu. And as I just mentioned, the Wicked Pickett, Wilson Pickett, passed away last Thursday in Ashburn, Virginia, in Loudoun County. I didn't realize he was living in the same state as I was. One of the great soul singers, great soul men of all time. And if you listen to this program semi-regularly, you know that I have a real weakness for soul music. And so it's my pleasure to pull out some of Wilson Pickett's greatest tracks to play for you as a tribute to him here in this first half hour of the program. And we're going to get started with his first hit for Atlantic Records. Before he was a solo artist, he was a member of a singing group called the Falcons, which also included Sir Mac Rice and Eddie Floyd. And this was a hit that they had in 1961. It's called I Found a Love from the Falcons right here on Global Agogo.
My heart desire, oh, it all I'm Liz Skrebashevsky-Humes, host of Wordy Birds, a half-an-hour program that airs Fridays from 12 to 12:30, where I interview writers of every genre, every Friday at noon from 12 to 12:30 on WRIR 97.3, radio for the rest of us.
right. The Wicked Picket, Wilson Pickett, and Land of a Thousand Dances. Probably the best version of that song, in my opinion, that I can think of. It's been often recorded. 1966, that was recorded in Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Before that, his two big hits from 1965, the latter in the set, 6345789, the former in the set, In the Midnight Hour. And another song that has been just covered. Every wedding band in America has got to play that. But, you know, it's really worth hearing his version of it anyway, no matter how familiar you are with the song. It's just a great, great song. And we started out with I Found a Love from the Falcons from 1961 here in this tribute to the late Wilson Pickett, who passed away last week. And we're going to continue with more of his great recordings here in the rest of this first half hour of Global Agogo. So let's keep going with the other side that he recorded at that same session at Fame Studios, same as Land of a Thousand Dances. You probably know this one too. This is Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally, now baby, hold on. Hey, this is Josh Behrman for the best in bluegrass, old-time, jug band, and miscellaneous Americana music. Tune in Tuesdays from 7 to 9 for Edge of Americana on 97.3 WRIR.
I am.
some more great hits from the Wicked Pickett, Wilson Pickett. That was his comeback record from 1971, Don't Knock My Love, Part 1. That was actually his best-selling single of all time. Interesting piece of trivia there. Before that, we heard a rare introspective moment from the Wicked Pickett, I'm in Love, a ballad from 1967, and Funky Broadway from 67, and we started out the set with Mustang Sally from 1966. Rest in peace, Wicked Pickett. Passed away last Thursday in Loudoun County, Virginia. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on the mighty, mighty WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. And if you go to our website at that aforementioned IP address, you will see our news page, and right up at the top you'll see a story on my show. And one of the ways you can get in touch with me is to just click on the button there that says comments, and you can send me a comment, and I will comment back as soon as I get a chance in between queuing up all of these cool songs that we have here today. Another way that you can contact us is by telephone. The phone number is 804-649-9737 right here in the studio. And as long as we're talking about things web and communications related, keep in mind that I've got a website for the program as well. It's www.globalagogo.com, and you can find show descriptions and playlists from all of the programs, and you will also find links to about 15 months worth of recorded versions of Global Agogo, which you can download, you can listen to in streaming audio on your computer, and you can set up a podcast so that you receive each program as it's posted. And I generally post them sometime during the weekend. So that's a resource for you to check out, a place that you can hear more of the music that we play on this program if it is not convenient for you to listen right now as I am speaking. And I wanted to give you a couple of messages here on behalf of WRIR. This program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice. Serving Asian Americans, sushi, and tater tots since last century, Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. You can get more information from Sticky Rice at 358-7870. And WRIR and Global Agogo would like to thank the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond for their continued underwriting support. The Modlin Center presents American soprano Dawn Upshaw on February 15th at 7:30 p.m. This three-time Grammy Award winner will offer a recital featuring a set of vocal works by Mozart in celebration of the 250th anniversary of his birth, which is today. Tickets are $32 through the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or at modlin.richmond.edu. And we also have this announcement from the City of Richmond to provide to you. Randolph Community Center at 1415 Grayland Avenue hosts a family cultural celebration in honor of our ancestors. Saturday, February 11th from 5 until 9 p.m. The festival features live music, homestyle food, storytelling, an African-American quilt exhibition, a showcase of spiritual dolls, and craft vendors. Tuskegee Airman Howard L. Baugh will be on hand to meet the public, as will members of Richmond's first African-American quilting guild, the Sisters of the Yam. The sisters will raffle off one of their handmade quilts to help fund Richmond's Black History Museum. For more information, call 646-1080. And it's 5:32 in the p.m. here in Richmond, Virginia, USA. And let's launch into our second half hour of Global Agogo. We're going to play some new music, stuff that came out toward the end of 2005 or that I became aware of at the end toward the end of 2005. A couple of those are in here as well. I want to get started with a wonderful record that you're going to be hearing a lot more of on this program as the weeks go on, from a singer and songwriter from Spain whose name is Eliseo Parra. And the recording is called De Ayer Mañana. The compositions on here are mostly traditional and folk songs from all different regions of Spain. They've been updated in a lot of varied and distinctive ways, and making this record very much kind of like a folk rock record, I guess I would describe it. We're going to hear one right now, some Spanish gypsy music. This is called Jotas del Chato from Eliseo Parra. ¶¶
me dejan. Voy a salir y no puedo. Voy a entrar y no me dejan. Voy a salir y no puedo. Esa niña que baila tira le flore, porque se lo merece de la mejor, de la mejor, de la mejor. Esa niña que baila tira le flore. Amargura, amargura, corazón roto. Tú te mueres por ella y ella por otro. Y ella por otro, y ella por otro. Amargura, amargura, corazón roto. La pisan los caminantes, retama en el camino, la pisan los caminantes y la mujer del obrero, la pisan cuatro tunantes, la pisan cuatro tunantes, de esos que ganan dinero. Anda, vete, anda, vete, que no te quiero, que eres un mala sombra y un embustero, y un embustero.
Con los muertos hasta ver. canción.
Y esta noche de fiesta mi alma subirá. Tú eres vida en mi muerte, a tu lado me tendrás. Si me tiendes tu mano, el baile podrá empezar.
WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. There's some brand new music from a group from Mexico called Los de Abajo. And that song, you may recognize it if you're my age. You probably know that song, but in English. In Spanish, they call it Los Lunáticos. And in English, it was The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. That was recorded by the Fun Boy 3 back in, I think it was 1982 or something like that. That Fun Boy 3 was a group that was a spinoff out of, or rose out of the ashes of the great British ska revival band, The Specials. And this is a brand new record. It's called LDA versus the Lunatics, and it is excellent. So you'll be hearing more of that on Global Agogo as well. Before that, we heard from a band from Spain called La Pulquería. That's not a new record. Came out in 2004, actually, but it just came to my attention, and I just got a copy of it at the end of the year, and I have really been enjoying listening to this one at home. The record is called Corridos de Amor, and we heard El Día de los Muertos, which starts out sounding very folkloric and then turns into something very punk rock, sort of like a Spanish version of Gogo Bordello or the Pogues or something like that. So DJ CJ alert, that's something that you are going to like when you hear this band La Pulquería, if you haven't heard them yet. And DJ CJ hosts our punk rock program on the station, which is called Screams from the Gutter, and you can hear that later tonight, Friday night or Saturday morning, 1 to 3 a.m. right here on WRIR. And we started out the set with Eliseo Parra from Spain, and we heard the song called Jotas de El Chato from him. And also, speaking of programs that will appeal to you if you like that little mini set, we have a program that plays Rock en Español on this station. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's on Sunday morning from 7 until 9 a.m., and it's called El Che y La Rubia. In addition to Rock en Español, they also play tango and folkloric music from South America. It's a great program, so check that out Sunday mornings here on WRIR. And let's keep going here with some more music. I said I was going to play all new music in this set, but I got a request from Ryan, who is a big fan of this song and of the station, and it actually fits in perfectly here. So, Ryan, thank you very much for suggesting it. It's a much better idea than one that I would have had. So let's check out Rashid Taha here and Rock El Casbah.
Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah, Sharif, don't like it. home for Democracy Now! Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. is 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio.
There's a band that goes back to the heyday of samba soul in Brazil from the 60s and 70s. They're called Trio Mocotó, and they have reformed and have a new record out. Actually came out at the end of 2004. That was the title track, Beleza, 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 from Trio Mokoto, and that has come to the station via a distributor called Spectre, who are distributing that anew to radio stations, and it's the first time that we've gotten it, and glad to have gotten that, so thanks to the folks at Spectre for that, and glad to play it on this show, Global Agogo, because it's some excellent music from Trio Mokoto. Before that, we heard from the Lobi Traore group from Bamako, Mali, probably the most rocking band in Bamako. I guess our friends Alan Levenberg and James Hickman will be able to tell us more about who is rocking the hardest in Bamako, since they're actually there on a trip that they're on right now. But from what I've heard, that is the hottest, hardest rocking group in Bamako. We heard Son Tani Nini from the Lobi Traore group, a record that came out in 2005 on Honest John's Records, and all of that recorded live with no overdubs, as you could probably tell, in Bamako, Mali. And we started out the set with Rashid Taha, by request for Ryan, an excellent choice, Rock El Kasbah from Rashid Taha. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, and streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. This program is being brought to you in part because of the generous support of our founding underwriter, Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 822 West Gray Street in the middle of VCU. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. And Global Agogo is being supported in part by Plan 9 Music, offering everything from hit music to the obscure. Plan 9 has or can get most of the music heard on this program. Word, that is true. Plan 9, proud to support the musical diversity heard on WRIR every day. Plan 9 in Carytown, and now a new location at VCU's E2 Bookstore. And WRIR is a year old, 13 months, but who's counting, and celebrating it. Richmond Independent Radio is throwing a party for the rest of us on February 3rd, that's a week from Friday, a week from today, at the Renaissance Conference Center. That's 107 West Broad Street in downtown Richmond. Starts at 7 p.m. and is going to continue till midnight. We've got a lot of bands playing at the party, and thanks to all of those folks for doing that. We've got Hotel X, Nancy and the Knockers, Special Ed and the Short Bus, The Cheap Seats, and VCR. There will also be WRIR DJs spinning music in a second room, and there will be complimentary snacks, a cash bar, and much more. It's free for contributing members of WRIR who bring their invitations, and for everybody else, a suggested donation of merely $5. Help us celebrate being the rest of us, and you being the rest of us, next Friday, February 3rd, at 107 West Broad Street, WRIR's first birthday party. Happy birthday to us, and wishing us many, many more. All right, in this next half hour of Global Agogo, excuse me, we're going to play something that I purchased on my recent trip to West Africa in the stalls in the markets where you do most of your acquiring of music, cassettes and occasionally CDs as well. Most of the music that you see is relatively new, relatively recent. You don't find a lot of back catalog material the way that you do in a big record store. Of course, the merchants don't have a lot of inventory in these stands. There's one recording, one vintage recording that I did see time and time again, and it's what I'm going to play is a selection from next. It's called Regard sur le passé, and it's from a band from Guinea called Bembeya Jazz National. It was recorded in 1969. The significance of this recording is, first of all, Bembeya Jazz is one of the great African bands of the classic era of African popular music, 1960s and 70s, the era that coincides with the beginning of independent government in West Africa. And the governments in many countries, including Guinea, sponsored, underwrote different musical groups and encouraged them to develop repertoires that were both contemporary, danceable, popular, but also reflected existing folkloric traditions. And this recording was inspired by a contest that was run by the president of Guinea, Sékou Touré, where he asked all of the different state-sponsored bands to write music that was related to a particular story in West African history, the story of the great Manding leader Almani Samori Touré, who fought against colonialism at the turn of the 20th, unsuccessfully, I should add, at the beginning of the 20th century. And this is the piece that Bembeya Jazz wrote and performed for that competition. They won the competition. They were subsequently recorded. And this is a recording that is still quite popular throughout West Africa because of the important history that it commemorates and cites, and because it's just great music. I literally saw this in several different stores, and also met people who had copies of it. In fact, Joe, who is the best friend of my friend Joel that I was traveling with on this trip, Joe is a tailor and lives in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. He had a tape of Regards sur le Passé in the glove compartment of his car. And so we're going to listen to part two of this. It's about 22 minutes long, and this is one of the things that I love about this radio station is that where else could you listen to something like this uninterrupted? So part two of Regards sur le Passé from Bembeya Jazz National. I hope you enjoy this.
Oh, 20 septembre 1898, au petit matin, à la faveur d'une brume épaisse, un détachement français que les soldats de l'Almami prirent pour des négociateurs pénétra par surprise dans son camp à Guélémo et le fit prisonnier. Celui qui, pour libérer sa mère, s'offrit comme esclave. Celui qui, pendant 16 ans, lutta farouchement pour préserver la liberté et la dignité de son peuple. Celui dont le seul nom semé la panique dans le camp de l'envahisseur fut déporté au Gabon dans une île de Logoué où il devait s'éteindre le 2 juin 1900. Moripinyan Diabaté, grand capitaine et grand conseiller de l'Armami, a été son fidèle compagnon des jours de gloire et des jours sombres. Volontairement, il suivit l'Almami dans son arbitraire exil gabonais. Après la disparition de celui qu'il s'était choisi comme ami, il ne retourna pas en Guinée, bien qu'il en eût la possibilité. Il creusa sa propre tombe à côté de celle de l'empereur, pour qu'après sa mort, démontrant ainsi à la postérité la valeur d'un serment et ce que doit être une amitié. Ils ne sont pas morts, ces héros, et ils ne mourront pas. Après eux, d'audacieux pionniers reprirent la lutte de libération nationale qui, finalement, triompha sous la direction d'Ahmed Sékou Touré, petit-fils de ce même Almami Samori. Le 29 septembre 1958, la révolution triompha, nous vengeant définitivement de cet autre 29 septembre 1898, date de l'arrestation de l'empereur du Ouassoulou, l'Almami Samori Touré.
Il a mis
part two or side two of Regard sur le passé by Bembeya Jazz National from Guinea, recorded in 1969, and a true African music classic. Right here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Tell you a little bit more about Bembeya Jazz. They were led by their singer, Abubakar Demba Kamara. At that point, he died in 1973 in a car crash. The group continues to be active today, unbelievably. They were founded in, I believe, 1961, and they are still performing today. They are led by their guitar player, who is one of the all-time great guitar players of West Africa, Sekou Djabate. His nickname is Diamond Fingers, and you can understand why after listening to those clean, crisp guitar solos on that recording. Bembeya Jazz, and it's a great pleasure to get to play something like that on the radio, not something that you get to play or get to hear every day. And WRIR wishes to thank the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond for its continued financial support. The Modlin Center presents a concert by Ensemble in Residence 8th Blackbird on February 22nd at 7:30 p.m. 8th Blackbird is known for its astounding musical versatility as well as for its dedication to the works of today's composers. Tickets are $30 through the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or modlin.richmond.edu. And this program is brought to you due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice. Serving Asian American sushi and tater tots since last century, Sticky Rice, located at 2232 West Main Street on the corner of Main and Strawberry, is a destination spot in the fan. Artful Asian interior, beautiful staff, and fresh creative entrees are available for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner 7 nights per week. And their sushi chefs are also available for catering. If you'd like more information from Sticky Rice, you can get it at this phone number, 358-7870. And one more announcement for you, and we'll get back to our last half hour of music on Global Agogo. This from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. Heat up your winter nightlife with Art After Hours. Every Thursday through February 23rd, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts features live blues or jazz. Sample wines and specialty cocktails, take a one-night-only art tour with the curator, and hear award-winning poets read from their works. Thursdays, 6 to 9 p.m., Friends of Art are sponsoring their second annual silent art auction, bid on fine art and support the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. For more information about all of the above and for tickets, you can call 804-340-1405. And in this last set on, before I get to this last set of music, I want to shout out to my listeners in Canada on CKDU-FM in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Thank you for being part of the Global Agogo Network. How's that? And anyone who's listening, who's looking for some good internet radio listening, you can check them out on their website, which is www.ckdu.ca. And, of course, you can always listen to the our flagship Global Agogo station, WRIR, at www.wrir.org. And on things that have dots in them, remember, I've got a website as well, www.globalagogo.com, and one of the things you can do there is download and listen to old programs. And I got this program being recorded right now, and I'll get that up on the website hopefully sometime this weekend. You can also set up a podcast where you can automatically have these things sent to your listening digital listening device of choice if that's what you would like. And I certainly hope that you would. Okay, in this last set, we're going to feature some rap and hip-hop from Senegal. I got to hear a pretty good amount of that on my trip. The music that's popular in Senegal, it kind of divides by generation. People my age and older, they tend to be big fans of the Senegalese salsa, which is salsa music or Latin music was really popular in Africa in the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. And there are still some great, great Senegalese salsa bands. And I'll have to get to that subject on a whole nother show. If you're a little bit younger than that, then you're probably a big fan of Umbalach and artists like Youssou N'Dour, Umar Penn, Ndare, Lemzo Djanamo, Chone Sek, people like that. And if you're a little bit younger than that, maybe in your 20s, maybe teens, and maybe into your 30s, then you are probably in Senegal a hip-hop fan. There are tons of rap groups, supposedly 1,000 rap groups in Dakar alone with a population of 2 million. We're going to hear from a few of them here in this set. The best-known rap group out of Senegal is a group called Positive Black Soul, who are now disbanded, but we're going to hear something that they recorded in 1997 with the American jazz saxophonist David Murray from a great record with all kinds of different people on it called Fodu Review. We're going to hear One World Family, David Murray and Positive Black Soul, right here on Global Agogo.
Yeah. Greg Gordon, coordinating producer for This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. for your weekly dose of queer news and culture here on WRIR 97.3 FM, radio for the rest of us.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yeah, yeah. The king is bop. One more time, y'all. Give him a man right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Uh-huh.
Yo, I'm there, kill him.
нехай лігея ворбуджан на хене я повіма я повені лігей кань ага реу мені бором бу сафе нех ньо кохром куне інди лінга мом де ньон улек суні дом лігей бок на чи нинга яму са бором бо дефе фула ам чи тіаба ак пленти ком курду весу корса вар май джоб ка нонко джор кул хар патек мор су дефей тах нга дон имор тей
I come from the club in the ring of daddy day. Black people rock that squad, me look over there. I'm going to talk about cognac, but yap, chine, not to my hornet. No money to my pocket. Max to my homie, take my pocket. I'm going to Magla. Want to put the to the top, tackle the eye, tag it to Mandela. I'm going to ask you to grab him on Dallas Express. Fight the life forever.
Mangi daddy, look at your sound be kill, mangi daddy. Back your feet, back your face, yo, tragedy everywhere. Our day super nana, international. Real me, nilako bugge. Part first, part five. Real me, nilako bugge. Book of the job, book of the cat. Real me, nilako bugge. Part of part, part of part. Real me, nilako bugge. I'm a dude, love a hoe.
Ah, ya to cha, tende munga des. Can the world lay joy low? Wailing chat.
There's some Senegalese hip-hop from Dougie T, who is formerly of the group Positive Black Soul, one of the two members of that group, and that is called Rem Wee. And I acquired that in Dakar when I bought a mixtape in a shop in one of the markets. The mixtape is called Rap Virus 2, and I'm pretty sure it's a bootleg. I'm positive it's a bootleg. And I've done as much research as I can do on that song, and I really can't find where it's actually originally recorded. So it may have been made for a mixtape, for all I know. Dougie T does have two albums out as a solo artist, and it might be on those. I really haven't been able to get complete information on that. Anyway, it is hot, and I really enjoy it, and it's an excellent mixtape. I'll probably be playing more from that as the weeks and months progress. And before that, we heard Positive Black Soul rapping with David Murray and his band, a record they recorded in Dakar, Senegal in 1997 called Fodou Review, and we heard One World Family from them. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, USA. And we're going to finish out the show with some more rap from Senegal. And following me, you're going to hear Chuck B and Hoodrich with Beep Ah Fresh, 2 hours of urban dance music at its finest here on WRIR. And stay tuned for all of our great programs through the night on Friday, all the way into Saturday and Sunday. We are in our all-music part of our schedule that comes up every weekend from 5 p.m. on Friday night all the way until we start again with Democracy Now! At 8 a.m. on Monday morning, 24-7 or 24 24 2 and a half, I guess it is, all music programming on the weekend here on WRIR. And so let's keep playing some music. I got about 10 more minutes to go, and I have a few more things I want to play. The most popular rap group coming out of Senegal right now is called Dara J. We're going to hear something from them next, and then we're going to hear a traditional Wolof style of rapping that way precedes the hip-hop era. It's called Tasu, so stay tuned for that. But here is Dara J with Dizzy La Peste, and this song is called Paris-Dakar.
Un riche c'est décise, je viens de Dakar, je suis métisse mais pas des bises. Plus boubou que bling bling, kiffe les bin bin. Loin de la famille, de mon bled, mon cœur déprime. Ici c'est la merde, c'est Paris, c'est la grisaille. C'est pour ici que des millions de frères demandent un visa. Dans le RER, personne se parle, personne se calcule. Donc rien à voir avec l'ambiance Dakar rapide.
Rallye Dakar, sous le soleil des plages et des espaces. Au pays des carabines, on côtoie la masse. Toutes les diasporas, Wolof tout couleur et djola. Bienvenue chez moi, ambiance populaire autour du barada. Polémique politique sur la vie sociale. Wahalek débrouillé, life pour banal. Sur les rythmes traditionnels, Dakar bouge.
On a les simples pour Dakar. Loin des soucis, loin des histoires. Destination Sénégal, embarquement immédiat, et y'a pas de lézard, on y va sans visa, prêt pour le départ.
Je prends mon billet direct, direction Paris-Dakar.
C'est une presqu'île, sur le bout de l'Atlantique, au goût de melting pot de couleurs, avec un people authentique. Sous les palmiers, c'est les cocotiers, le sens de l'hospitalité.
Allô, c'est pour confirmer un départ, un billet aller simple pour Dakar.
Welcome au pays de la Teranga, où la ville bouge au rythme de Sandaga. Siège de tous les débats, la rue est vers le CFA, et la devise des Banabana. Well, l'hospitalité, toujours d'actualité. Les gens cohabitent cool dans les quartiers, se donnent la main, signe de fraternité. La beauté de nos femmes est une réalité.
Simple pour Dakar, loin des soucis, loin des histoires. Appelle une compagnie et prends rencard.
Je prends mon billet direction Paris-Dakar.
À Toméga, destination Sénégal. Embarquement immédiat, et y'a pas de lézard. On y va sans visa, prêt pour le départ.
Boulouac, ta gueule ce billet Paris-Dakar.
Bronzage et plage, la crème glacée a fondu. Dans la bouche belle et sage, de fille je nage et sans maquillage. Et toi confondu dans la béatitude de l'image. Tu fais qu'un homme de plus qui se cogne au fond du coquillage. Malgré les fièvres, le sourire aux lèvres. Comme le jour qui se lève, on se livre, on se lore.
Bip bip,
le feu rouge débloque en jaune et black. Les taxis actionnent, Dakar en action.
Ici y'a plus d'issues, maintenant c'est Sering Bay. C'est le Sénégal, ça sent bon Tchoraï. Les femmes sont en pagne, tout le monde est en paix. Loin de la France, dans ma tête c'est l'île de Gorée. C'est taf taf, carabine, passe passe, coroban. Loin des embrouilles, carabine, des tas tas, ici l'islam. Dara J, Saman Bok, Dia, Jeff Y. Au Sénégal, j'ai les droits.
On a les simples pour Dakar. Loin des soucis, loin des histoires. Au Sénégal, compagnie, et prends rencard.
Je prends mon billet direct, direction Paris-Dakar.
A tout méga, destination Sénégal. Embarquement immédiat, et y'a pas de lézard. On va pas sans visa, prêt pour le départ.
Boulouac, ta gueule, ce billet Paris-Dakar. Direction Paris-Dakar.
À Toméga, destination Sénégal. Embarquement immédiat, et y'a pas de lézard. On va sans visa, prêt pour le départ.
Je prends mon billet direct, direction Paris-Dakar.
This is the
best. Nangen Def Dakar, yeah.
Taraji.
Chiki Bao.
Kelito.
Y'all of man. Chiki Bao.
I'm gonna make one.
Gawal pass, gawal pass, gawal, gawal, gawal.
Lead them, 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 lead them.
Gawal, 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 why?
Lead them, lead them for me, lead them. Jelko, 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 jelko.
Join me, Kevin B., for Tones of Gospel every Sunday morning, 6 to 7 a.m. here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
here's some traditional Wolof rapping style from Bada Sek from Dakar. And that style is called Tassou. That song is called Ngewel. And it's from 1997. And Bada Sek is also the music director for the leading wrestler in Dakar, who calls himself Tyson. And wrestling is hugely popular in Senegal. It's the second biggest sport after football, soccer. And the wrestlers are major stars, and wrestling matches are accompanied by nonstop sabar drumming music from beginning to end. So supposedly they're deafening. Anyway, before that, we heard some more contemporary rapping style from Dara J, recorded in Paris with the French rapper Dizzy La Peste. We heard Paris Dakar, and that's from their album Boomerang, which came out in 2002. And that brings us to the end of another edition of Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Chuck B is in the house, and he is ready to take the helm, and you are listening to his beats right behind me. I will be back in next week. I will check you guys out then, and stay tuned for Beep Fresh with Chuck B.